Now, as soon as those leftovers are in the fridge, it's time to dig through your garage and pull out those dusty boxes marked Christmas. But before you spend the hour untangling your icicle lights, stop. Do you have a plan? Have you figured out how to pin those lights to the roofline, to the hedges, to that naked tree in the front yard? Brad Finkel has made a science of all of this. He's the author of Holiday Hero, a man's manual for holiday lighting. So before you don that tool belt and black out the neighborhood, give us a call. Are you attaching lights to brick or stone using yard ornaments? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. Brad Finkel joins us from his busy shop in Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome to Talk of the Nation. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you very much for having me on this special day.
But this must be your busiest day of the year, one of them anyway.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, we are illuminating about 1 million lights this evening.
Where are those going to be?
They're going to be all over the city of Omaha with about 200 homes and businesses.
And what's if you had to pick out one that you said was a little peculiar, what might it be?
Well, we'd have to call that one here, we call it the Golden Palace because it has about 100,000 gold lights on it.
100,000 lights on it.
Correct. And they're not just hung on a tree or a bush. We actually hot glued these lights on the home itself.
You hot glued. Glue is the new duct tape, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely it is. You got to have some glue stick and a glue gun laying around at all times.
Now, how long have you been in this business?
You know, I kind of started this as a hobby back when I was just a teen.
And how long ago was that?
Well, let's say about 30 years ago.
In that time, I'm sure you've noticed, people get incredibly competitive about their holiday decorations.
Oh, very much so. It's kind of funny here. You see one homeowner in one development start up putting out some lights, and then the next thing you know, you got three or four. And it's turned into a competition in the whole neighborhood.
And you do this, this is your year-round job.
Yep, this is my kind of hobby-turned-business. This is what I do year-round is in the Christmas business.
And what do you do the rest of the year?
Well, let me see. After I take my break, after the busy season is over, it's a turnaround business. By the time we get everything down, packed up, stored, we're turning around and getting ready for the following season.
Wow. And how many lights do you store in your workshop?
Well, there's going to be approximately over 1 million lights that'll end up coming back here about mid-January.
Wow. Mid-January, you mentioned glue and glue guns. Come January, what are you going to use to get that glue off people's roofs?
Well, you know what? The nice part of it here living in the Midwest, it's usually pretty cold about that time of the year. And if you've ever worked with hot glue before, you know when it gets cold, it gets nice and hard, and it just pops right off.
So there is an advantage to living in the Midwest.
Yes, there is. There are a few here living here.
There are many advantages to living in the Midwest, but that's one I hadn't heard of before. If you'd like to talk with Brad Finkel, the author of Holiday Hero, about your problems putting up holiday lights, give us a call, 800-989-8255, or zap us an email, talk@npr.org. This is an email that we got from Helen. Hello, I'm being driven crazy trying to hang lighted plastic greens around my door and at my windowsills, swags. They never come with instructions. I've tried little nails with floral wire, which then leaves your wood all rusted, and it's difficult for somebody like myself with arthritis. Any suggestions? Thanks, Helen in Amherst, New York.
Great question. A lot of people have that same problem with their home. And what we tell people that we do install this screw eye. And what it does is a one-time installation. Any of your hardware stores will have this and know what I'm talking about here. You install it once, has a little hook on it, installs right in your home. If you have a brick home, we kind of show you instructions how to do that inside the Holiday Hero manual. And after you install it that initial time, you can reuse it for every single holiday, different holidays after that. So it's a one-time installation process. It's going to hold your greenery up there when it's windy and the weather is frightful, and it'll be ready for you the following seasons.
800-989-8255. Let's get Aaron on the line. Aaron calling us from Kent, Ohio.
Hi. I was calling in with an interesting tidbit of history about the modern Christmas light bulbs, the very small. They happen to be developed at Neela Park in Cleveland in the 40s, and my grandfather was part of a team of electrical engineers there that helped develop them, I guess.
Oh, neat.
And did he was he proud of this accomplishment?
I don't think it was talked about really ever. It was just part of his work, you know, and I found out about it after he passed away, so I was never really, I didn't even know. So it was a pretty interesting little fact. So.
Well, it makes sense, given what Brad Finkel was saying. They were invented in the Midwest. Thanks very much for the call, yeah, Aaron.
Thanks.
Tell us briefly, Brad Finkel, I think all of us, a lot of us grew up with those big old Christmas lights, the mini lights that we were just talking about. They're a completely different kettle of fish.
Absolutely. You know, when I started decorating back in my teens, that's all we had were the big old-fashioned traditional Christmas lights. And within in the 80s, they started coming out with the miniature lights, and they sure were a lot easier to work with and definitely were better all the way around for lighting your home bushes and trees versus your big old bulbs. And also, they've come out within this last 5-7 years LED lights, too, that are another wonderful invention coming into the Christmas industry.
And, of course, the mini lights are much more economical than the old ones.
Absolutely. You know, they use a lot less power than your traditional big bulbs. I guess the only downside of it, and I'm sure everybody's had this problem with them, you're just keeping them lit. That's the biggest problem with those miniature lights.
Because if one goes out, they all go out.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but it is true. You know, you get a couple burnt-out bulbs in there, it takes down the strand of lights, and then people get frustrated and end up going out and buy a new set.
It's interesting. One of the nice parts about your manual, Holiday Hero, is you put the upsides and downsides to every device right there on the page so people can figure out for themselves. Here's an email, and we've gotten several along these lines, Brad. My question on holiday lighting is, can't we think of a better way to express our joy for the season than by wasting electricity? We're becoming increasingly aware of the dangers of climate change and of our energy use as a thorny geopolitical issue. If conservation is part of the solution, then Christmas lighting is part of the problem. Is there at least an option for compact fluorescent holiday lights? That from Ben in Montara, California.
Hey, Ben. Yeah, you know, nowadays, I talked about this a little bit earlier about these new LED lights. They are a lot less efficient. They're efficient, using less electricity, and they last 10 to 15 times longer than your traditional light sets, so you're not going to be disposing of them as fast as your traditional light sets. They're going to last longer. They burn cooler, too, and they use less electricity. So that's a real good option for that if you're looking to get into the using less electricity and conserving energy and resources.
Let's go to Curtis. Curtis with us from St. Augustine in Florida.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I'd like to ask your guest, I grew up with one of the most beautiful Christmas trees that I ever remember seeing in any of my neighbor's homes. And the lights that we had, I can't seem to find anymore. They were perfectly spherical, frosted lights, regular old incandescent light bulbs.
Uh-huh.
And they're just... I can't find them anywhere any longer. And, of course, you know, I mean, these were from the 60s, 70s. Eventually they all burned out, and they're just gone. Do you know where I could find those lights?
You know, I guess my suggestion would be, and I'm sure you probably already done this, has been searching on search engines and looking for those old-type bulbs. And the sad part of it is that, yes, all those older bulbs do eventually burn out, and that's just a little bit of part of history that goes with them, too, because they're getting replaced by more efficient bulbs and different types of manufacturers. So,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm not going to be able to help you, you know, find those bulbs particularly you're looking for, but I could always suggest, you know, searching your websites and in search engines for, you know, if you're looking for particular lights.
Well, Google roams the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
Good luck, Curtis.
Thank you.
And again, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Bye.
Brad, what's your thought on what's the appropriate time for Christmas season lights to go up and come down?
Actually, our biggest lighting will be tonight. So a lot of people usually get them up the weekend before Thanksgiving if the weather's nice and they have time, and usually start lighting them Thanksgiving evening or even the weekend after Thanksgiving. A lot of people do start kind of, again, depends on what area you live in here in the Midwest. I see a lot of people here that get the lights out early in the season just because of they don't want to be out in the cold installing them.
Well, at my house, I never take them down, but I suppose there's an appropriate time to take them down.
Oh, yes. You know, some houses do leave them up year-round. I probably wouldn't suggest that. But, yeah, most of them get them down around, you know, that first nice sunny day when they get a chance to go out and take them down where they don't have to get too dressed up and warmed up.
So the first good day after New Year's, then.
Absolutely. After the first is usually when everybody says, you know what, the holidays, you know, we've made it through another year and it's time to move on.
Brad Finkel is the author of Holiday Hero, A Man's Manual for Holiday Lighting. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Jaime on the line. Jaime's with us from San Antonio.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys. Hey, I just got a question on that hot glue for the lights. Would that work for brick?
You know what? We've tried it on brick and stone directly on it, and it will not stay. Do is we put that hot glue in the mortar between your brick or stone, and it will stay on there.
Okay, so it'll stay on the mortar.
San Antonio does not get as chilly as you do there in Omaha, Nebraska, so any advice for taking it off at the end of the time?
That I'd probably just leave on.
No, we do get our 2 days of winter. We're in the winter season right now. It's noon, so it should be over by 6 tonight. and then to clean up the lights from the hot glue, how do you take the lights off? How do you take the hot glue off the light?
Actually, you know what? We just leave them right on the string itself because it's not hurting it.
It's not hurting. Oh, yeah. Well, it insulates it, too. So you're just creating a little bit more insulation for the lights.
Absolutely, yeah. And then it gives you a great little starting spot for the following season when you go and re-hot glue it.
Okay, so on the mortar, not on the brick. And if it gets too hot, then I'll probably lose all my lights off.
It hasn't happened yet, and believe it or not, we've had some warm days here. And hot glue does hold. It's some great, great power, believe it or not, when it comes to installing Christmas lights.
Good luck, Jaime.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I'll have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go now to, this is Joe, and Joe's with us from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi.
Hi.
We don't get cold here. We get sunburned. We're short on our lights.
I'm jealous.
My question has to do with storing all my lights, because my garage and my attic are very hot in the summer, and I'm just wondering if that's bad for my lights.
It is not. I think what you want to make sure and do is make sure that they're dry before you put them in the storage.
No problem.
If you had some rain there, we want to make sure everything's dried before you put them in your sealed container or boxes. Heat won't affect them. You'll be fine with that.
Well, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Joe, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here's an email from Caroline. I have an historic home, and I've been using duct tape to secure my lights around the window. I just heard the recommendation of glue. However, I'm concerned about the wood-framed windows being damaged since it's not as cold on the inside for the glue to pop off. Any ideas? This year, I was considering hanging the lights around the windows outside of the house instead, looking at using brad nails around the window frame, hiding the hole in between the frame and the wall of the house.
And it's another good question on these eye hooks that we talk about, and we do illustrate them there in the Holiday Hero how to install them, and they're great for taking care of those hard to place areas where you do need to want to hang some decorations around a window or a door, and we just show you the different options you could use for that. Duct tape, you know, it doesn't hold. Eventually, the adhesive on it does give way, so it isn't a good option when it goes to helping out with holding your decorations in place. You want to have something that's nice and strong and sturdy, and it's going to last throughout the season.
And this email from Stella, we like to decorate our maple tree with holiday lights. The problem we have is that the squirrels chew on the wires and extension cords. They even chew off the rectifier cubes on the LED lights we used last year, which were really beautiful for a while. We tried pepper spray and running the wires along the bottom of the limbs to no avail. How do we foil the squirrels short of running conduit?
You know what? We had that problem here about 3 or 4 years back where we had a squirrel living in a pine tree, and we couldn't figure out why the lights weren't working until we started pulling down some of the lights and saw they were chewed through. And the way we ended up finally removing him from that tree is, as a matter of fact, he had a nest in there. And we went and moved his nest out of that tree so he wouldn't be in that area where the lights are on. It is a hard problem with the animals. The rabbits are the same way, too. They like chewing through the lines. And the best thing you can do is try to keep, at least with the rabbits, is all your lines and lights, try to keep them off the ground far enough where an animal won't get to them.
Now, that doesn't help with squirrels, though, does it?
Squirrels is a little bit more of a harder problem because they can just kind of get around any place.
Brad Finkel, thanks very much for your time today, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, and happy holidays to everybody out there.
Brad Finkel, author of Holiday Hero, A Man's Manual for Holiday Lighting. He's been talking to us from his very busy shop in Omaha, Nebraska today. Earlier today, we mentioned apps and friends. We got this email from a friend of my brother Mike and his wife Joan. Gary Sloan worked, my brother Mike, he said, worked in the shipping yards, the most erudite shipping yard worker you ever saw, with a penchant for making speeches in the union halls. That was him. Would use Latinate adjectives with Saxon verbs or nouns. Mike was a great guy, would write people's master's theses at the University of Washington. And today, Gary writes, he'll lift a big glass to Big Mike Conan, as will we all, to absent friends. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. Have a great holiday. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.